People have flocked to southern Indiana for more than 40 years for the Starlight Strawberry Festival. There's music, games, and a build-your-own strawberry shortcake bar. But that changed last year.
The Starlight Strawberry Festival announcing it's canceling for the health and safety of volunteers and visitors.
That report on WDRB was followed by more bad news this year. Organizers recently announced another cancellation because of COVID-19. Dr. Eric Yazel is a local health official, and he says it could be a sign of what's to come.
Anything earlier than probably June or July, we have to accept the fact that, you know, that vaccine rollout, you know, we're all going to be working our tails off to get it to people as soon as we can, but it's going to be several months before essentially any person who wants the vaccine can get it.
Even after vaccines are widely available, Yazel says there's no guarantee people will rush out to large public gatherings.
Unfortunately, there is a little bit of an unknown, and that's just hard when you plan an event that's going to need a lot of community investment and things like that just to host the event. I'm sure that's a nervous proposition for some people.
These festivals can be the lifeblood of local businesses across the Midwest, whether it's Tulip Time in Pella, Iowa, or the Wild Turkey Festival in MacArthur, Ohio. They bring customers to restaurants and hotels and boost local tax revenues.
The people that will have the most challenges will be people like restaurants, you know, smaller attractions that may not have the money to do a lot of advertising.
Luann Mattson is with the Tourism Bureau for two Indiana counties across the river from Louisville. So in tourism is funded by taxes from hotels, so fewer public events means fewer visitors and less money for the Bureau to promote the area. Homegrown events also bring people to Hoosier communities along the Ohio River. Jeffersonville Mayor Mike Moore points to gatherings like the Easter Egg Hunt, River Stage Concerts, Steamboat Nights, and the 4th of July Parade.
I hate to hear of anybody already canceling events. It's not only because I want to get back to normal and have fun times and do things in gatherings, but economically, you cannot just simply shut everything down and survive.
Moore says Jeffersonville is moving forward with plans for all festivals this year, but it's including cancellation clauses in contracts, just in case. One of the biggest events in Jeffersonville is Abbey Road on the River, which markets itself as the world's largest Beatles festival. Founder Gary Jacob had to cancel last year's event, but hopes to mark the 20th anniversary this year. He's putting together contingency plans since his acts come from all over the world.
Producers like myself have to manage our own expectations and not expect that we're going to open the doors and people are going to come flooding in.
Abbey Road usually takes place in May, but Jacob is holding on to other dates as well, including Labor Day weekend and October. Jacob expects many festival organizers and the local vendors who rely on them will continue to struggle to stay afloat in 2021. But by 2022, he hopes to see some normality return to everyday life. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm John Boyle.